This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, BFM 89.9. In about 35 minutes' time, I'll be talking to Arsalan Ahmad, who's not only the chief executive of HSBC Amanah Malaysia, but also a council member of IBIM, which stands for the Association of Islamic Banking and Financial Institutions Malaysia. And of course, I think we'll be aiming to discuss the financial sector and basically the take-up rates of our borrowers in the COVID hits era, where basically I think a lot of people have been suffering from the slowdown in the economy as a result of this, I think this once-in-a-lifetime disaster.
Black swan event.
Black swan events. Okay, in the meantime, so long as international borders remain closed, sectors that rely on travel and tourism will be subject to patchy recoveries. And this is, of course, the same in the gaming industry, which, like tourism and hospitality, was badly hit by the impact of the lockdowns.
So Fitch Ratings projects that recovery trajectories of global gaming companies will differ, with companies that have higher exposure to local markets and online channels being more resilient. So, of course, the question is, what does it look like in the Asia-Pacific region?
Just as well, then, we've got on the line with us Erlin Salim, the director of Fitch Ratings, to discuss this issue. Now, Erlin, what kind of trends are you seeing in the gaming sector amongst the different regional operators, and which players do you think show better prospects for a recovery in the short to medium term?
In terms of recovery, we think that it's going to be a very different path to players in the regional market as opposed to players in the destination market. So in the regional market, we think that domestic demand is more resilient and therefore would lead to a faster recovery than in markets such as Macau, Las Vegas, or in Singapore, where the recovery is primarily dependent upon the resumption of cross-border travel, which is still very highly uncertain at this point in time. Basically, we think players where they operate mostly for the domestic market, such as in Malaysia or in Australia, would be better positioned for recovery. On the ground, we understand that in Malaysia, we see 50% of recovery compared to the pre-pandemic. So that is an encouraging result. And while in Australia, in Perth specifically, we also heard that the pent-up demand is quite positive. And we expect as countries gradually resume economic activities, we expect that demand in this domestic market will be able to help the players to recover faster than in destination markets, such as in Singapore, for example. So we think that domestic market, not only that it's more resilient, we also expect some pent-up demand from those who can't travel overseas. And in this market, we expect they would be able to capture the VIP market, which would otherwise typically would travel overseas for their gaming activities.
So, Erlin, what's your forecast for the APAC gaming sector in the second half of 2020, as well as in 2021? And additionally, when do you see a return to pre-pandemic levels then?
All right. For APAC, we expect that travel will remain largely constrained, and therefore we only expect a very slight recovery in the second half. So overall for the year, we expect still a very sharp drop compared to 2019. So in around 60 to 70% lower EBITDA compared to 2019. So going into 21, we expect that recovery will also be gradual. We expect that EBITDA will improve primarily towards the end of the year of 21. Such that overall annual EBITDA will remain lower than 2019, but significantly higher than 2020, which we think it's going to be a wash out for everybody. Assuming that the recovery is gradual, which is our base case right now, that we expect the return to normalcy will still be a few years away. So we expect that the normal to pre-pandemic level will be in around 23. So it's a few years down the road still.
Now, Erlin, Fitch downgraded its ratings for Genting and regional players back in March at the outset of the pandemic. What's your present outlook for Genting as we go into recovery?
Genting Berhad is currently on negative outlook. And this is primarily because we think that FAO will be elevated for a prolonged period. And this is a combination of a high capex commitment and also the pandemic, which significantly pressured their earnings. As you know, Genting Berhad, on a consolidated level, they are committing into a very high level of capex in Las Vegas. And also in Singapore, they are looking into redevelopment in Resort World Sentosa. And these two will primarily drag their financials even before the pandemic. And now with the pandemic, we think that the leverage profile will remain elevated for some time. And that is a pressure to their rating.
And if we take a longer lens at the gaming sector in APAC, does COVID-19 impact the opening of casinos in Japan? Because we've already seen Las Vegas Sands redrawing their bid.
Well, Japan is obviously a very attractive market, and Genting Singapore specifically has also reaffirmed their intention to bid, given that a huge market potential and it's a very bright spot for expansion as well. In terms of the opening, we think that it's unlikely that the project calls off completely. What we think is that the time may be delayed. And therefore, the spending of the capex will also be timed properly, you know, going into this pandemic. If they win the bid, we expect them to time the expansion such that it won't strain their balance sheet. So yes, definitely it's got the opening, but we think it's more around the timing of the opening and not whether the project is going to be called off completely. From the company, we understand that the Japanese government is still reviewing the proposal, and we think that perhaps the earliest that they would announce the next step for this bidding process would be sometime around next year. And after that, then we would expect some groundwork to start. So it's still a couple of years away. It's still a very long-term project. And so we expect that the company may be able to phase out the expansion properly.
Thank you. That was Erlin Salim, Director of Fitch Ratings, and talking about the Asia-Pacific gaming sector. And I think, you know, in terms of the recovery, you know, the soothsayers might have their point of view. The forecasters might have their point of view, but it's really all about being contingent on whether this second wave and even the third wave rears its ugly head, and even the availability of a vaccine, which we discussed with Dr. Cosby King earlier, whether that's going to be widely available and even affordable for most people.
Yeah, and actually, maybe the vaccine is not the silver bullet that we all hope, right? Because if you have it, also it's going to take a while for everybody to actually get their dose. But I think her point, Erlin's point, is that if we look at the gaming sector, clearly those who kind of just focus very much on the domestic market, so the likes of Malaysia and Australia, they should fare slightly better than destination gaming centres. So places like Las Vegas and Macau, they're probably really facing tough times because that was where people used to go on holiday, and then by the by, they would enjoy the gaming, they would be mice activities. All that has been somewhat curtailed, right? So they are more impacted than the regional markets.
Yeah, this is one of those strange times when being a jago kampong is actually beneficial. But I think Malaysia and Singapore have also done a better job in terms of, not better job, I'd say they've done a more holistic approach, taken a more holistic approach to the whole gaming sector, because they've kind of like bundled in the destination and the whole experience with the family holidays. So the family goes off to do this, the parents go off and do that. And then, you know what I mean?
The parents is a big thing.
Yeah, the meetings can go on. Yeah. So it's become a more bundled approach, and I think maybe that might tie them over in the longer term.
Yeah, but I think what Aline's point is also when she mentioned EBITDA, which is basically earnings before tax, interest, depreciation and amortization, is not going to recover until 2023.
Okay, up next we'll talk to Dr. Oi San, the Senior Fellow of the Singapore Institute of International Affairs, on the new Chief Minister in Sabah. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.